the Suffolk Interface has been one of the big success stories. We started our joint work here with Lenadoun in, you know, the mid-1990s against some of the most violent years of trouble on the interface. This building that you're sitting in was the first of its kind in Northern Ireland. It was shared space, and our work as well documented as kind of having led the way in cross-community peace building work. But we're always very keen to stress to people that we have not solved the problems of the interface by a long chalk.
What has happened then in recent months that has brought things to a head nearly?
It's very hard to define what caused it, because we don't really know what has caused it. Those two flats that were attacked, they lay derelict for 20 years because nobody wanted to live in them. And the first summer that the flat was occupied, the tenant, who just happens to be my daughter, had her windows broke about 6 or 7 times. And then over the last couple of weeks, it has flared up again, and until resulting in violence last night, as a result of which the young guy who lives in the bottom flat has now had enough and he's preparing to move out. He doesn't want to live there anymore. There were 4 tenants in the estate who had their cars wrecked and vandalised, and that young single guy who works shifts, and so actually was in bed at the time of the attack, when a brick came right through his windows and landed inches from his head. His bed and his whole sort of belongings were shard with broken glass. His car was attacked. He's constantly had his flat attacked. And for him last night, sort of saying how close he came, he could have been killed. And he's now had enough, and he said he doesn't want to live in the flat anymore. He's preparing to move out.
So he feels forced to leave the area because of the attacks?
Certainly moving out of that flat.
What was the response from the police, Jean?
They told him that because he didn't have the name of the person that had threw the brick through his window, there was nothing they can do. And I mean, that is just absurd, quite frankly.
Harry Maher, you're listening to Jean there. You work with the Interface Forum. What's your reaction on hearing, after all the work that everybody's put in, that there is a man who's packing his bags tonight to leave his home where he no longer feels safe?
It's actually quite sad. It's making us go back into the dark old days where people feel that they're vulnerable within their own community. What I will say is that this level of antisocial behaviour is being perpetrated by young men of 14 and under. When I've spoken to the PSNI, they've actually accosted some of the young men who were actually not even from this area. But it does seem to be a core group of young people who are perpetrating this violence.
That will be a shock to people 14 and under.
Mm-hmm. That's it. You have to consider that these young people would know nothing of the trouble. So they're not doing this for any cause. Sectarianism is not right, but they're using the veil of sectarianism going by what's being shouted across the interface to get these riots going on. And it's almost down back to that sort of social networking for rat's sake, you know. And at the end of the day, it's innocent people who are suffering at the hands of young people.
How can this be stopped?
There is a big issue around parenting here. There is a big issue around a responsive police service. People know who these young people are. They see them running in and out. They see them throwing the bricks. They need to come forward and give those names to the police. It's not someone running out at midnight to do this. It's 8 o'clock in the evening. That's a very, very busy road. I think sometimes there's a rosy picture painted of how Northern Ireland really is, and the reality is what we're facing today, and that is attacks on people's homes that are still going on.